USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling. Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. He still believes the U.S. will be able to avoid default. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Zelensky arrived in Japan today and is expected to address the gathering tomorrow. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking about a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. The list of Republican candidates for president is getting longer.
After launching a presidential exploratory committee last month, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has filed a run for president in 2024.
I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional.
Scott is expected to make an official announcement on Monday. The GOP field includes former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Two new gun control laws are coming to the state of Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz signed those bills on Friday.
If anyone in America doubts that we are going to do everything to protect our children, I said, watch us.
The laws will establish universal background checks and allow the removal of firearms from people who eminently pose a threat to others. WNBA star Brittany Griner returned to the court for the first time Friday night since she was arrested in Russia in February of last year for alleged drug smuggling.
Look at Brittany Griner, just ear to ear, joy and jubilation etched across her countenance tonight.
Griner was released from a Russian jail in December as part of a prisoner swap. And it's going to be a hot summer for most of the U.S. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows 2023 will likely fall under the top 10 warmest years on record. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death has been linked to the recalled Delsym Pharma and Esricare eye drops. The tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is praising the job the Texas National Guard is doing at the Texas-Mexico border.
They have turned back tens of thousands of people who are trying to cross the border illegally.
Abbott said Brownsville, Texas is ground zero for illegal crossings. Atlanta has been voted 2023's best city to start a career.
WalletHub compared more than 180 U.S. cities and found Atlanta to rank number one overall in helping new graduates start their careers. Orlando, Florida came in second and Salt Lake City, Utah third. They examined 26 metrics ranging from availability of entry-level jobs to monthly average starting salary. Affordability of housing also factored in. The National Association of Colleges and Employers project a more than 14% increase in 2023 for new grad hires compared to last year. I'm Rose Sierra Rivera.
The first strippers union is now official. Dancers at the Star Garden Topless Dive Bar in North Hollywood, California, now belong to Actors Equity Association, which represents 51,000 stage workers. Owners of the Topless Bar withdrew their opposition to unionization. Last year, the dancers had claimed they were working in unsafe conditions. And all eyes in the horse racing world are on Pimlico Racetrack in Baltimore today for the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.